Shalom, everyone. Shalom, come on. You need me there now. There you go. You made me seated.
We love you, Pastor.
I love you, all of you. Praise Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I know this is gloomy stuff, and of course, the world has got itself into a big problem. And if you remember, when I came here in 67, Yahweh started bringing prosperity to Abilene. Well, that's going to change, and I'm asking Abilene to repent. And Yahweh said through King David, he said, if they don't like their blessings, let them be taken from them. Well, what do you see, Abilene? I'm calling for Abilene to repent. All three major universities plus the Catholic Church. Your economy is not the only problem that you got on your hands now. You can't live without water. The gods can't produce water for you. We got some visitors from another planet here. Supposed to be for the feast, from what I understand. Boy, wait till the news media get their hands on this one. Galatopia. I'd never heard of that before. Galatopia. Don't give them any stories, men. This will be run by our news media only. We're trying to get them to do a commercial now. Those, I think there's three of them, what I understand. And that's going to be a great commercial, I do believe. We've got... let me see, to the fallaways. I know there's a lot of people wanting to come back now to the house that fell away. And Yahshua, you've got to remember that Yahshua is high priest over the house of Yahweh, and he gives you the way back, and it's called the prodigal son. And, of course, you can be born into a house, or you can come into it, be invited in, begged in. The door's open. But when you leave, when a person leaves, they throw away everything that Yahweh gave them. So when they come back, they would have to come back as that prodigal son did. And, of course, if you're a fallaway and listening to my voice, then know that that's the only way you can get back into Yahweh's house. Now, it's up to Yahweh to give you blessings or not give you blessings, but whether he does or don't, you need to be willing to say, I know I have nothing. I know I deserve nothing. Then Yahweh, it's up to him whether he believes you, but it's him you're going to have to convince. You can study that, but Yahweh gave it to you. Yahshua, your high priest, over the house of Yahweh, gave that to you. So know full well that's the only way you can do it. We have a big scare on Listeria, and it's here in Texas as well as many other states right now. They're recalling tons and tons of beef. One company recalled 80,000 pounds of meat. Now, this was Salmonella and E. coli. But the vegetables, fruit, it's being found in the Listeria is being, that's the scary one. I think there's several deaths from it now. A lot of people going to the hospital. There's a lot of money in this, and I'm wondering, makes me wonder, because of revelations and what Revelation shows of how they will not repent of their sorceries, which is the pharmaceuticals. I've been talking about the Pope and his letter and how the people are falling away, how Babylon has fallen, and how the Catholic Church, they're saying, the people are saying, why do we need you? You know, you said we don't need Yahweh. Well, why do we need the gods? If we don't need Yahweh, don't need to be righteous, why do we need the Catholic Church? So they're falling away now. And the Catholic Church has 11 feasts that they've put this out. The state recognizes the feast days now, established by the Church. This is the Vatican, which are the following. All Sundays, in honor of the Son, of course, not the Son of Yahweh. The Son of Yahweh they reject, but the Son God they accept, whose birthday, by the way, was on December 25th, as they all admit. The first day of the year, that's another feast day, Epiphany, whatever that might be, on January the 6th. I'm not familiar with these at all. Don't intend to make myself so. Feast of St. Joseph, of S. Joseph, March 19th. The Ascension is another feast. The Feast of Corpus Domini, whoever that saint might have been, or God. The Feast of S.S. Peter and Paul. they mean, of course, Kepha and Shaul, but they gave them another name. That's June the 29th. The Assumption of the B.V., they got it abbreviated, B.V. Mary, August the 15th. All Saints Day, don't forget that now. That's mentioned in Isaiah also, called the Worship of the Dead. And Isaiah condemned it. I don't know if they went to the pearly gates and tried to ask his permission to change it or what. But he condemned them and their feast days. And the Feast of Immaculate Conception, December 8th. And then, of course, Christmas Day, December the 25th, the birthday of the sun god. Well, that's the feast, he says. They're saying, why do we need this now? Why do we need these feasts? You did away with the scriptures. You did away with Yahweh. He's not welcome here. Why should we welcome a bunch of gods, they're saying. So they're all leaving the Catholic Church now. They're falling away. Wake up, Abilene. Yahweh, in this letter, he's saying they've got this amnesia. They're forgetting about God. Well, of course, that's what Yeremia said about them. You're forgetting Yahweh's name for Lord. So why should we accept Lord? He's the dead rabbi, too. He's one of the dead saints. That they call saints anyway. It's not a saint. A saint is one who keeps the whole law of Yahweh, as the scripture shows. It was Yahweh who created mankind. And of course, the Catholic Church wants to knock that out, and they teach evolution to try to knock out Yahweh and try to make out like that it just happened or it evolved, and of course the lords or gods, wherever they might have come from before Yahweh created them, they were helping in all this creation and evolvements that took place in man. But the fact is, Yahweh created man and placed him on the earth and gave him life in one day's time, and that's a scientific fact now. It's not a guess, and it can be traced back to one day there was life on the earth, and it continued from that time forward. So they can make up all the lies they want to about evolution, but this is a scientific fact that can't be denied, and there's no way they can get around it. But Yahweh created mankind, and then he said the reason he created mankind was to give to him authority. Authority to rule the universe. That is verse 26 of chapter 1 of Genesis. He says, after I make mankind in my image, I will give him this authority. After I make him in my image. He also says, then Yahweh said, only to those who choose to let me make them in my image, who choose the righteousness of Yahweh, will I give life. Now, of course, Satan, through Cain, deceived the world, including the Catholic Church, into thinking that mankind already has eternal life, so he doesn't need to get it from Yahweh. He doesn't need to get it from a god. Now, this is what's brought forth the amnesia that the Pope has been speaking about, saying you're forgetting God. And you've got to remember God now and get back to bringing your tithe back to the Vatican, because we need it to own the world. He commanded. Yahweh says he commanded. If you'll turn there, you better turn there and read that one. In Genesis, the second chapter, Genesis 2, because this sets the stage for the commandments of Yahweh. And in verse 16, and Yahweh commanded man. He commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, really live it up, but the tree of knowledge of righteousness and evil you must not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. It's actually dying, you will die. So he commanded man. If you notice that word commanded, if you look at verse 9, you see the tree of life, and also the tree of righteousness and evil. But notice the tree of life. Then he says in verse 15, chapter 2 and verse 15, he said, work and care for this garden, this tree of life. Care for it. Work for it. Care for it. Notice that. Verse 15, chapter 2, verse 15. He put man in this garden where the tree of life was, and he said, work and care for it. Take great care of this. Don't take it lightly, but take great care of this life that he has promised and will give you if you keep his commands, as you see in verse 16. Now, he's, if you turn over to Deuteronomy, at a later date, he says here in Deuteronomy 12, remember what he said now there in Genesis, to take care of it. And here he says, at a later date, seek it, which means that it's going to change, things are going to change, but to seek this habitation of Yahweh. Seek the habitation of Yahweh. Now, and the Savior said also in his time period, in Matthew 6:33, I'm getting too fast for you, I just write it down. But in Matthew 6:33, the Savior said, seek it first. Seek it first. Now, the schools of higher learning that was invented by Cush, that Cush fathered, as we see in Genesis 10, these schools of higher learning says you've got to, they use the word gnosis, know us, N-O-S-I-S, know us. Well, of course, this means to get deeper into education, to know everything, but know to learn, but to get deeper into it as the Kabbalah. They name one set of books the Kabbalah, which I have a set of them. I know what they're talking about. I know there's a bunch of hypocrisy. There's a bunch of propaganda in it. There is nothing that you could actually get your teeth into, your foot on. I know the books. I've read them. I know what I'm talking about. But if you want to waste your money on them, you can get them. You won't get any knowledge, but you will get a lot of assumptions from those books, things that are just totally worthless. It's man-made. You can't get higher than Yahweh's learning. And until Yahweh opens the subconscious mind, you won't. But mankind pretends to be. Mankind, through his inventions, and this is what led down to the Catholic Church, the Pharisees, they called them priests of Jerusalem before that. They were not the priests of Yahweh. They were just priests of the temple. Of course, they were into this then. And they said, we can beat Yahweh at his own game. Just do what we say. Now, I'm talking about the Talmud now. The Talmud is the one that brings this forth, that we can beat Yahweh. Just follow us, do what we say, and we will get you eternal life. I thought you said we already had it. Well, let's take that back maybe or something here. But follow us and we'll get you there. Well, of course, they couldn't convince the people of this, so they started. There was some that was bullheaded and said, no, we don't want to forget Yahweh. So they started killing those off. And of course, this one has gone on now for thousands of years. But it seems like the more they kill, the more that find out about Yahweh's way and the more that are willing to be killed rather than to turn. Praise Yahweh. Well, the Savior said in Matthew 6:33, he said, seek this first. Seek this rulership over you. That's what that word kingdom means. Keep the kingdom of Yahweh. It means a rulership. A rulership that will guide and teach you. But it comes from Yahweh, not from the gods. And not from the rabbis who claim to be gods after they die. I believe it was Solomon's that said, how do you know that a man's soul is going to go to one place and a dog's soul is going to go to another? Solomon was trying to get them to think what they were saying. Is there any evidence of this? Can you see your soul going up there? If you read that, it's almost like Solomon was laughing when he said it, like who are you trying to kid? Are you trying to pull my leg or something? Here's a dead dog. Which way did his soul go? How do you know it went that way? Well, of course, that's the stupidity in their way of thinking. We have fact in the Holy Scriptures. We don't have guesswork. That's the reason that I said this is an absolute fact now that man's life began one day, but it also began with man and woman. It didn't just begin with one; it began with man and woman, and it can only be traced back to that one day's time period, no further. Will they repent now and stop teaching evolution, stop teaching these lies in the schools? It was the schools they brought forth, the Noah's schools. Later, they changed this and started calling it a religion. I've already written about it, so if you want the facts, we'll call the mail room and ask them, and they'll tell you what book, unless you already have it and know what I'm talking about. I mentioned it here a while back also. But all it is mysticism, and of course, that's what the Catholic Church right now is called in Revelation 17, Mystery Babylon the Great. It's all a big mystery. And of course, you can't understand it. You're too dumb to understand what us high priests are talking about here, that we have to keep ourselves separated from you because we're holier than you. That's the reason we can understand it, and you're too stupid to understand. Well, you can understand, remember the seventh day of the week and keep it holy, but they can't understand it. You can understand the first one. Don't be having any of these gods in front of me, because they're my enemies. They're your enemies too, that'll bring you down. That's the first commandments. That's easy to understand. So are you going to repent now, Pope? Since I just pointed that out to you. And surely you being a priest, you're not too stupid to understand that simple commandment. Well, I know that you can see the stupidity in it, but for some reason, they can't. Their minds are blocked. No one who practices wickedness, evil, iniquity will be able to understand. Will be able to understand that the seventh day has got to be kept holy in order to be a part of this kingdom. And that you've got to seek the habitation of Yahweh. Yahweh, not Jesus, not Lord, not Rabbi. You've got to seek the habitation of Yahweh and be taught by his teachers there in order to get there. I'm saying it slow and easy so the Catholics can understand. Maybe take it to the Pope. Well, seek now, he says. But now notice here in verse 11, Deuteronomy 16. He says in verse 11, you shall rejoice in front of Yahweh, meaning he's going to be there. Now that's not too hard to understand, and if you don't take the name of Yahweh out, then you'll know by the prophecies where that place is later. Look at the last part there. At the place Yahweh your father chooses to establish his name. So these are commands now. Remember the word I pointed out to you, how these are commands he gave to Adam in Genesis 2. Remember that? Genesis 2, the commands he gave to Adam, commanded you. If you want to turn back there again to Genesis 2, and verse 16, notice, and Yahweh commanded him. Now, there was a lot of sermons, of course, preached here and writings done that Abel actually obtained and kept for us for years. Still have it, by the way. Also, by the way, they got a small portion of the Dead Sea Scrolls now translated. And, of course, the name is in it. Yahweh is in it. That's the oldest manuscript, of course, we have now available. The oldest manuscript available. I got the opportunity to look at this in Israel in 1982, I believe it was. They had it displayed in a museum, and we could pick the name out at that time in the Hebrew, the name Yahweh actually in Hebrew at that time. But now, go back to Deuteronomy again, 12. Deuteronomy 12. By the way, for those that are listening in TV land, we had some news articles before this that we will put out in writing later, but it shows how the global economy is falling. Now, of course, this is based on the schools, the learning, the higher learning, the Noahs, as they choose to say this word in the Hebrew dictionaries, noos. And this comes from this buildup of the economy to begin with came from the school of higher learning. And now, not only is it falling, but the schools themselves are falling. As you notice, thousands of teachers being laid off, losing their jobs in America alone. We have thousands of them. And then, of course, not only that, but we have a drought that the news is now showing. And the man actually explained why, if you caught all of this, that this drought that you've got yourselves into, they're saying it's going to go on till 2020. That's 9 more years, if you caught that part. Well, we'll bring you this, or you can write for it, and we can send it out to you, I do believe, in writing and printed form. That, but we can't play it on the television shows. But if you want it, we'll get it to you. But this news is keeping up with the prophecies of today, so you can get it. And later we'll be putting this. We can use it in our writings, so we'll be putting it into the people. Praise Yahweh. Now, all of this proves that the economy globally is coming down, but the schools also that taught it are falling. So with this as a foundation that the world is standing on, you can see that it has not long to go. They say there's no way of solving the problem that we have today. Now, we can destroy a whole bunch of people and start over again and maybe do it right the second time by the Catholic Church owning all the property and giving it out to the poor people as they just need it, but not enough for them to get ahead on to build a gun to start fighting back because they're not getting enough of the economy. They actually say that people are satisfied when the government is taking like 70% of the wealth, or the rich people are taking between 70 and 85% of the wealth and dishing out 15%. I believe it's 15% will keep the normal people satisfied. But when it gets less than that, when it gets less than the 15%, then we start having revolutions. Well, that's what we're having today. And, of course, it started in the other countries, and it started here, too. But it's not growing as fast here as it is in other countries, but believe me, it will. Yahweh shows this in the Holy Scripture. But he also shows that America will remain rich. Now, the dividing of that wealth is going to be like dividing water, because now we're suffering from an atmosphere that is screwed up. And speaking of that word, I don't want to get vulgar, but another article came out this morning saying prone is a way to boost the economy. And of course they show how they go ahead and explain how these should be mother and father businesses, and this will really boost our economy. Well, no doubt the schools of higher learning will jump onto this. They have already. That's probably the ones that put out the article. But remember this, along with your boost for economy, that's what got you in this mess in the first place. Was this very thing that breaking Yahweh's laws as fornication, adultery, bestiality, and of course, sodomy. Malachi Martin wrote to you about this before he died in his book, The Keys of This Blood. You Catholics, the Catholics that are in television land, you ought to get that book and read it. You know, Malachi Martin actually brought forth a bunch of stuff, including the pedophilia that was going on in the Vatican, the devil worship that was going on there. He said it. He showed it. And he said they even had their rites and gave the dates when this was actually all dedicated to Satan. Read your own writings. Some of it is as plain as reading the Holy Scriptures. If you would just study what you're supporting there, you would see that Yahweh's way is absolutely perfect. Their way is falling. Well, these are the commands now. These are the commands, Yahweh says. These are the commands that he actually gave to Adam that you get from the tree. That is the tree that Yahweh, that come from the garden of Yahweh, that you are to care for, to guard, to protect, to seek for, and rejoice at. And he says this, he said this in Genesis 2:16 and 17. Then he says in Deuteronomy 12, and notice verse 1. He said, these are the statutes, the judgments, the law, which you must observe to do. The same thing that he told Adam. These are the commands that Yahweh gives to you. Remember, Yeshua said, seek it first, not second, seek it first. And the rest of this stuff that you're seeking for will be added to you. If the school called Nimrod, rebellion, that's what Nimrod means, rebellion, invented by Cush, that is promoted by Cush, that mountain grew like crazy. And it started spreading, as Yahweh showed in Genesis 10, it started spreading very rapidly throughout the world. And of course, Babylon and beyond Babylon, if you remember, Yahweh said by the prophets, because you're doing this, I will have you removed and carried beyond Babylon. If you go beyond Babylon, you will go to the seven hills. That's the highest, most promoted part right there. The city that reigns over the kings of the earth, as Revelation 17 showed. The seven hills of Rome, beyond Babylon. And he told them that before he ever let them destroy the temple and be moved, all of them. And the rest of them, they started going after to be killed. You know, if you think about it, now Yahweh, he gave the laws to Adam, of course, and Adam and Eve through Abel, and then he allowed Abel to be killed. He gave it to the prophets. The prophets preached to them, then he allowed many of them to be killed. He gave it to Yahshua, his son, sent his son to tell them, and they killed him. His son, before he died, told his apostles, I'm going to send you out to the world, and they're going to kill you. Now, these are really not too great a selling points. No, if you're trying to promote this to make a fortune off of it, you're going to be persecuted and killed. But if you seek this first, he says, or if you endure until the end, then I will give you all of these things. So you can see what a great test it is. But this is also the reason that the people said, we don't want this, because it governs us. It holds us down. We can't have our fun. Well, now their fun is going to hold them down, because it's falling on their heads right now. Their schools of higher learning are falling. The economy that it created is falling. And of course, along with this now comes the atmosphere that they have literally screwed up. And this is falling now, and drought has set in, and they're calling it after the gods. El Nino and La Nino. El Nino and La Nina. Well, of course, you could say this, because following the gods, Yahweh says, is what's got you into this big, big problem that you're in now. If you had have taken the advice of Yahweh to seek first his kingdom and this righteousness of his, then you would have an atmosphere that we could depend on, giving us food to our fruit trees. Our fruit trees, by the way, that's tainted with listeria now. The cantaloupes that grow from the ground are tainted with listeria. They're saying now, just because you took it out of the store, you think it's out of there? They're saying it can live there for months. It can live in your refrigerator for a long, long time. And they're saying you need to clean your refrigerator if you've had something in there with listeria on it. You can't see this God. It's like this spirit that they're imagining that goes from the dog up to heaven or down the other way, whichever. You can't see it, but it's there, and it's very deadly, and it's spreading. And science, the scientific articles I read this morning before I came up here, they're saying that this, we haven't seen a drop in the bucket yet to what this could be because of the way it's spreading right now throughout the land. Well, the first one you read, you remember they said, well, a cow must have urinated there or something and got that on that one cantaloupe, but we're going to take the whole field and destroy it. They forgot about the deer, the elk, the antelope, the rabbits, the skunks, possums, and squirrels, and all of these things that also roam the land. But remember, the way Yahweh made this, he made it perfect for man. Those things they're lying about are just about like the helicopters that the people are worried about that's flying over Abilene now. I don't know if you heard this on the news, but the people are concerned because of the helicopters that are circling Abilene. So Bob Bartlett on Channel 32 said they did call, and they said, these are police helicopters, and they're hunting traffic violations like DWIs and seatbelt violations. I said, okay. I'm sure they can see your seatbelt that it's unbuckled from that helicopter up there, surely. You got that man looking down out the window here, spotting you. They didn't see your license plate number, too, probably, and he's going to write you a ticket later when he gets down to the ground. It's almost like they think you're too stupid to even think anymore. Okay, now, at the chosen prophesied place, seek Yahweh's house at the chosen prophesied place. It's not the seven hills of Rome. Seek it. And he says the same thing here in chapter 16. Remember, seek it. Chapter 16 of Deuteronomy, he says in verse 11, we read this, you must rejoice in front of Yahweh. Now you can learn to rejoice. There's no rejoicing in the world. The only thing now is uncertainty. Everybody has it. And the few minutes of their rejoicing is when they're watching a TV show or playing a video game, which those things are getting boring too. And of course, they're taking up more active sports for their highs that they're seeking, and that's gun battles on the street. And, of course, drunkenness and dope, more stronger than the Ritalin that they're giving their children. They've tried that. It's not strong enough for them anymore, so they're going to higher stuff. But Yahweh says to seek his house, seek his habitation, so did the Savior, the house of Yahweh. Then he says in Amosha 3:7, that only be one prophesied place. Seek that prophesied place, and you know, because Yahweh inspired his prophet to write it. That's Amosha 3, verse 7. And then he said, in the last days, you'll have to seek it too, because it's a prophesied place. And he says he'll have no other in Amosha 3:7. I won't have no other work in the last days. And Micaiah said, in the last days, I will establish my house in the chief of the nations. And you've got to seek it. And then I want to turn to Hebrews. You're getting all of this and you're going to remember it, right? Hebrews 10. Micaiah 4 now said, if you remember, Micaiah 4 said that in the last days I will establish my house. Well, here now the foundation of the apostles that they give you. Here's the foundation of the apostles taught by the Savior Yeshua. And the apostle says here in chapter 10, verse 1, here's your command. I mean, 10, verse 16. 10, verse 16. Remember Genesis 2, 16? You boys remember that? Genesis 2, 16. Here's the commands. Commands. Now look at Hebrews 10, verse 16. Here's the commands. You see that? Now, first off, we're seeking his house, where you get the tree of life taught to you. You get life. You get Yahweh's righteousness taught. Well, here are the same commands, the commands he gave to Adam. See that? Hebrews 10, verse 16. Same covenant, the commands of Yahweh that he gave to every prophet, every apostle. Same as Genesis 2:16. Remember the commands at his habitation, the house of Yahweh. Now look at verse 21. Remember, these apostles were taught by Yeshua. We're in Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, found on page 949. Hebrews 10, you get the commands in verse 16, 10:16. Then these apostles now were taught by Yeshua. Yeshua now, verse 21, is our high priest over the house of Yahweh. Of course, they took the words house of Yahweh out, as they admit in the catechisms of the Catholic Church, and replaced it with a false god that Solomon says there's a kind of a question here whether that god is alive or not. So I don't know if I'd want to put my faith in him. I didn't see his soul go up there at that time. Of course, I wasn't there when he died, but nobody else did either. Nobody witnessed to it seeing it go up. I think it's a little bit stupid that you're thinking about putting your faith, your eternal life, on something that you can't see here. Now, we can see this because the prophecies that was prophesied by the prophets are fulfilled. We can see the prophecy fulfilled, so we know this is true. How much can we be assured of evolution, or the souls going one way or the other? Well, we can't, of course. And then there's that other one, you know, that said, well, you may be a man this time, but you may be a snake later, or a monkey, or something like that. It depends on what body your soul gets in. Sometimes I guess your soul is confused and it just takes the nearest body. Man, it could stink, you know. It does now. I smell it from here. In verse 21, we have the high priest Yeshua over this house now, he says. And Yeshua says, don't forget, look on up to verse 25 here. Don't forget, he says, don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together, as the manner of some already is, On the seven hills of Rome, we have a bunch of them, and throughout the world, because they are following this beastly system that said, we don't need Yahweh. We don't want him. He's not welcome here anymore. We want to celebrate Sunday instead. Well, Yahweh doesn't attend those meetings. Those are not Yahweh's appointments. Yahweh's appointments are set by his holy prophets that proved they were of Yahweh because their prophecies are being fulfilled. One of them is speaking to you now. But Yahshua, who now reigns as high priest over the house you must seek, he's reigning as high priest, and he's saying, don't forsake these gatherings of Yahweh, these commands of Yahweh that you see there in verse 16 that says, I'm going to put my laws, Yahweh's laws, which says, remember the Sabbath day, remember to keep the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Tabernacles, which is coming very soon, the Day of Atonement, which is next Sabbath, by the way. Be prepared, and if I don't talk to you again, remember, before sunset, eat some cucumbers, if you can peel it and get the listeria off of it, if you have to buy it. It's too bad we don't have some of our own. That would be a blessing if we did. Maybe we do, and I just don't know it. If we do, we'll let you know. But eat a few cucumbers, and it will help you, keep you from getting so awfully thirsty and keep you from getting headaches and so forth. You want to afflict your soul, by the way, you should start limiting your coffee, your caffeine, a little each day, and to get ready for this. Otherwise, you'll have a splitting headache all day, and you won't be able to come here and learn. And that's the main thing, is to come here on an empty stomach and learn. Well, Yahshua says, don't forsake these assembling of yourselves together. He's speaking of the Sabbath, as he plainly shows in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, all the way through that chapter, saying there's still the keeping of the seventh-day Sabbath for the people of Yahweh. And if you do this, you'll do it exactly like Yahweh did it, resting on the seventh day. All of that is shown in Hebrews, the fourth chapter. And here the Savior is saying, who's high priest over this house that gives you, writes these laws in your hearts and minds. He's saying here, don't forsake this. Don't even think about forsaking it. Don't be a prodigal son. Don't fall away. Because if you do, you throw away all your blessings, and if you come back, you're going to have to come back and say, I'm not asking for anything. I just want to be in Yahweh's house. You can't make any demands. No way you can make a demand. Find it there in Yahshua's writings. He's your high priest. If you come back, he'll still be your high priest. And he says in verse 26, if you sin willfully, you're throwing it all away. And he says also, here's his words, and we'll, no, we can't end with that. Yeah, we can. We can end with this one. Revelations 22. Here's the high priest now over the habitation of Yahweh. The same one, it says, I'm writing this covenant in your laws and in your hearts and minds after those days, in the last days, in other words. And don't forsake it now. And he says, behold, verse 12, Revelations 22, verse 12, this is the Savior, high priest over the house of Yahweh that you are seeking. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who keep his laws, keep his commands, as shown Genesis 2:16. These are the commands, same thing, keep his commands, for they have right to the tree of life that he put in verse 9 in the midst of the garden and said, take of this tree only. Isn't that beautiful? All the way through the Holy Scriptures. May Yahweh bless you. Don't forget next Sabbath now is the Day of Atonement. Don't forget it. Remember it and be ready to keep it. Remember, too, that this world is falling. We don't have much further to go. Just because that they said the drought is going to last till 2020, they don't know what we know. Yes, the drought is here, and we're calling for Abilene first to repent. If Abilene repents first, this will make a great showing because their blessings will come back. We know that because we're the ones that asked them to leave to begin with. If you don't want these blessings, let them be taken from you. Now, if Abilene will repent like we're asking them to do, like Jonah asked Nineveh to do, then your blessings can return. They'll be permitted to return. So Abilene, repent first, then you can also be used in the work of Yahweh to bring the rest of the world to repentance too. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you.